I'm going to keep you posted here on a developing story out in California today. We have at least four major fires that are burning in central and southern California. The biggest one we're keeping an eye on is what they're referring to as the Station Fire. That's in L.A. County. It has ballooned overnight from a 5,000-acre fire to a 20,000-acre fire. People are being told to evacuate, at least 10,000 homes being threatened. At least 900 homes we know of were evacuated yesterday, but more and more people are being urged to get out of there. Weather conditions not helping at all. Actually, firefighters were calling this the perfect storm of bad weather conditions that helped this spread.
Also this in California as well. Police now searching the neighboring property of Philip and Nancy Garrido. They're the couple charged with abducting a girl in 1991. And she was discovered alive just this past week. Investigators, they are looking for evidence linking the couple to other open cases in the area. Accusations of fraud could delay the official results from Afghan's national elections. Election officials tell our correspondent in Kabul that more than 550 complaints are serious enough to affect the outcome of the August 20th vote in Afghanistan. Now, preliminary results show incumbent President Hamid Karzai with a wide lead over his closest rival. Also watching this, seven people found dead at a mobile home park in rural Georgia. Police are releasing very little information about those deaths, but here's what we know. Autopsies being done today to find out how the victims died. Now, two other people also found alive, but they are in critical condition. The police chief of Glynn County calls it the worst mass slaying in his 25 years on the job.
And not a day off on this Sunday morning for the seven astronauts aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery. You're taking a look at the liftoff we saw just the other night. The crew working toward tonight's scheduled docking with the International Space Station. They'll also continue their customary inspection now of any possible damage from Friday's launch. So far, they have not found any problems.